pas.
Il n'a rien dit.
Il attendait la position de numéro.
Oui, mais la position de numéro, il y a deux mois.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very, very close meetings running this afternoon. I'd like you to be seated so we can begin the ASO activities and policy updates. And if this is a meeting that you don't want to attend, please enjoy the comfort of the chair if you wish to use your computers, but we are about to start. If you can please take your chairs, we'd all appreciate it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin our program. If you would mind becoming a bit quiet, we'd appreciate it. Louis Lee, it is up to you.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Hi, everyone. My name's Louis Lee. I am a volunteer like many of you. I work for Equinix. I am in front of you as the chair of the ASO Address Council. This session replaces the Friday morning session that I typically do. I take the opportunity of the update to the board to inform the community of the activities that's been going on in the addressing world. Today, we'll just go through real quick some of the activities with the policy update, also the ICANN board selection that has happened recently, IGF workshops. Then we'll just touch on the ASO review report and how to participate in the addressing policy. Now, and just real quick on the global IPv6 deployment survey. Activities this week. Now, you may join us at the GAC update on the RPKI deployment. If you're interested in that topic, please do come. The ASO workshop is, as usual, on Wednesday afternoons. And there's an IPv6 session held jointly between ICANN and RIPE. And that's at Thursday morning. In addition to these three listed, there is also a session with the ALAC to work out how we can increase participation and get some good synergies working together. So the newest global policy is the global policy proposal for post-exhaustion of IPv4 allocation mechanisms by IANA. This describes how the IANA will accept addresses provided to them any which way, whether directly from the legacy IP holders or from the RIRs, and also allocate these return addresses to regions that need it. This was ratified by the ICANN board on May 15th, just a little over a month ago. And since then, there have already been some resources returned by two RIRs, namely the RIPE and from Aaron. These allocations will be implemented according to the policy as written. Now, beyond the global policy, there are also regional policies done in the regional internet registries. These policies being regional, not global in context, however, they affect you as region members or just residents within regions. These, some of the policies are covering like inter-RIR transfers that would allow V4 addresses to be transferred between regions. This particular one was adopted in APNIC last year. There's one adopted in Aaron this year, pending some implementations, and under discussions in the RIPE region. There are no proposals in LATNIC and AFRINIC currently. If you'd like a full update, please do come to our workshop on Wednesday afternoon. The ICANN board selection, most recently we have reappointed Ray Polzak, and there's an error on this slide. His new term now ends in 2015, not 2014. And his reelection was announced just earlier this month. And continuing on is Kuwei Wu, with his term ending next year. And we will start the selection process soon. As far as RIR outreach, you've seen the panel up here just recently with a lot of work in the internet governance. So there is a session at Baku coming up in November. These are activities coordinated and funded by the NRO, which is the Number Resource Organization. It's the umbrella organization for the five RIRs. MAG participants specifically are Paul Wilson and Paul Rendack, and you do know that Kathy Hanley is heavily involved in various aspects of internet governance. The workshops are open to all. Two specifically are the Internet Governance and RPKI workshop, and the Moving to IPv6 workshop. The ASO review report. So last year, Items International has finished their review. It was published in March, just this year. And you see the link up there. The joint NRO and ASOAC response was published shortly after. There are 26 recommendations out of this report, and the response from the NRO and ASOAC also includes a response to a new recommendation posted as a comment during the comment period. And the next steps are that the report will be reviewed by the Structural Review Committee, and if there are any, as any other additional items for the ICANN board to consider, they will have a look at that. Now, participation is easy in the regional internet registries meetings. If you need funding, fellowship is available for you. You can participate on-site, and if you don't want to travel, you can do so remotely, and that's free. There are also open policy mailing lists. You can participate there just with an email address. You do not have to be a quote-unquote member of the region. You do not have to be a resident of the region. Anyone can propose policy and participate in a mailing list. So just to go over the next few meetings coming up, there's the very next one is in Cambodia in August, late August. And here are the links for how to get involved right there. The RIPE65 meeting will be held in Amsterdam in September. Then just after the next ICANN meeting in Toronto is the Aaron XXX meeting. It is in Dallas, the 30th meeting. In Dallas, yes. Then the Lightning meeting after that is in Montevideo. You see the links in each of these slides to also submit a proposal. As I said before, anyone can submit a proposal. Please do follow the link and see how to do so. There are slight differences, variations in how to do it within regions. It does help cover the regional considerations. And finally, AFRIDIC 17 at the end of November will be in Sudan. The Global IPv6 Deployment Survey is now underway. It was designed by GNKS Consultant. And the purpose of the survey is to better understand where the community is moving and what can be done to ensure that the internet community is ready and moving towards widespread adoption of IPv6. As it is mostly the same as last year's survey, there will be a comparison of the progress. Please go to the link to fill out the survey. They would like a wide participation, even if you are not planning for V6 right now, because the questions will be fewer for you. Thank you. Are there any questions? By the way, there are other members of the ASO amongst the audience. So. From the RIRs themselves, and also from community members. Yes, please.
Hello, Kathy Kleinman. I don't think this mic is on.
May I have this mic turned on, please, for Kathy?
Now it's on. Thank you very much.
Great.
I'm Kathy Kleiman from the United States. And I had a question for you. I was wondering when the ASO would hold supporting organization meetings on Tuesdays, like the other supporting organizations. There is, as you know, there in addition to the RIRs, there are other groups of people holding IP numbers, the legacy number holders in particular. And I get the feeling they would love to come and participate at an open supporting organization meeting at ICANN.
Thank you, Kathy. We do occasionally have a meeting of the ASO Address Council during the ICANN week, and we are making those open during the week. However, beyond that, and the second part of my question, may I defer to John?
Sure. John Curran, President and CEO, Aaron, American Registry for Internet Numbers. I guess it's most important for people in the room to realize that while the ASO does meet here and does take care of its business, that the policymaking for the address part of ICANN takes place in the regions, very close to the communities. We're following the original model of ICANN, where address supporting organization comes to ICANN for coordination with other things like DNS and coordination with functions that take place here. But the policy development is really very much in the community in the meetings that Louis just highlighted. And policy development takes place there. To the extent that people are interested in policy development, it's crucial to participate in the meetings in the RIRs that are taking place around the globe to make that happen. And you can participate on-site or remotely. By the time policy makes it to the ASO, we actually have consensus. It doesn't actually leave the ASO unless it's the same policy in all five regions. We're not allowed to send anything to the board that's hot or contentious. We have to send something that has reached consensus. So while I do support the fact that the ASO meeting should meet in a time where people can attend, I think that's very valuable. I also want to highlight the fact that it's very important from a policy perspective to attend the meetings in each of the RIR regions or to participate in those that have policy proposals. Thank you.
Go ahead, Kathy, if I may just add that the policies that are under discussions are not only for IP numbers themselves and ASNs, not the purely technical, but beyond the purely technical, there's work on how to address WHOIS, the reverse WHOIS. And that's law enforcement have come to our meetings to offer their viewpoint on why we should have who is available for everyone and privacy concerns as far as who is and other issues related to that. So please do have a look at that. Kathy?
I'm just going to respond briefly that there really does seem to be room for a meeting of the ASO, not just in its council form, but in its full supporting organization form here. There are, again, groups of IP number holders that existed prior to the RIR formation. They're without contract and they're without licenses. And they are stakeholders in this process. And if we're going to be open and transparent, it would be great if they had a place here at ICANN as well.
Thank you, Kathy. Sebastian?
Yeah, you don't have your headset, then I will speak in English.
I can read if you like.
Yeah, but I don't want you to read. I want you to listen, please.
Okay.
It's not the same tool.
No.
I hope
no.
So. Thank you, Louis. It's very interesting and very good. And I want to congratulate you because among the ASO and SE, you step into what it was supposed to be done on Friday, and you decide to do it, and you do it very well. I would like to push the other ASO and SE to request the same type of slot to give us this type of feedback. It's really very, very good for the whole community, because we understand in a very small period of time everything you are doing. Just one thing I would like to add, because I had the opportunity to participate for the first time to some activity of your subgroup. I went to the RIP NCC, but I went also to the INOG meeting. You have sub-regional meetings, language-oriented meetings, and that's also a very good example for the overall community. Once again, thank you very much, Louis, and thank you very much, the ISO, and all the organization around that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for highlighting that. Yes, there are some regional meetings, especially regularly in the right region for Russia and for the Middle East. As you requested, if you need it, we'll do it. Please, Raul.
My name is Raul Echeverria. I'm the CEO of LACNIC, the Regional Internet Registry for Latin America and part of the Caribbean. I would like to make a comment on, with regard to the kind of meetings that we hold here in during ICANN meetings. Both the Address Council and all the number resource organizations are open to hold the different kind of activities during ICANN meetings. We have been looking for 2 years since Cartagena, I think, that we started to have more intense dialogue with the ICANN board in order to look for the best format of meetings in order to engage more people from ICANN community in the number resource organization activities. So we have tried to do different things. In fact, this is the most populated meeting that we have had until now, what is very good. I'm very happy to see the number of people that is in the room. But yes, we are open to do. So we have held Address Council meetings during ICANN meetings. We have held number resource organization executive council meetings during ICANN meetings. So we are open to do what the people is interested in doing. But sometimes we have held Address Council meetings here and with just a few people attending the meetings, with 4 or 5 people in the room, what made us think that probably it's not the topic in which more people is interested in this kind of meetings. But we are trying and repeating the experience, and this is the reason because we have this session now here. And the second point is about the participation of any kind of people or organizations in addressing issues. All the RIRs hold very open meetings, and as is usual in the internet community, and the participation is open to any interested party. And in fact, I have seen people like those that belong to organizations like Kathy mentioned in our meetings. So I think that's in fact they are participating, but if not, they are of course they are invited. They know their IRs, we are in contact, we know who they are, and they know who we are. So and they know how to come to their IR meetings or how to subscribe to our list in order to have a meaningful participation. Thank you.
Thanks.
Louis, I'm afraid that we are already into the next session's time.
Great. And I was just about to apologize to the audience for that. And I would just want to touch real quick on what Sebastian had mentioned earlier about the Friday afternoon slot. The SOs and AC chairs have gotten together and voiced our opinion with the CEO about the meeting schedule and finding unconflicted time in which we can have cross-constituency and sharing of information in a format similar to this. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We are about to begin our new GTLD program update in about 1 minute. Thank you. Please take seats if you can. We do need to keep the back row open for people coming to and fro, and it's a little difficult with everyone standing there. We do appreciate it. Plenty of chairs.